Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130. To Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1. To Boston, Bloomberg 1200. To San Francisco, Bloomberg 960. To the country, Sirius XM Channel 119. And around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
Coming up, we are broadcasting live from Pershing's Insight 2017 conference in San Diego. Leo Grochowski, Chief Investment Officer at BNY Mellon Wealth Management, will join us to talk about, is the Fed on the cusp of making a policy error? But now, let's get to Greg Jarrett, who has spent a lot of time in San Diego, knows it inside and out. It is not just Wikipedia. And he's going to give us a market check. Thanks so much, Greg.
Oh, you've got it. No worries about that. And we want to let you know the breaking news from the EIA is brought to you by USCF. Invest in what's real. Visit USCFinvestments.com. That's USCFinvestments.com. Just coming across the Bloomberg EIA natural gas storage change. The survey said 87.61. The prior was 106. The actual now is 78 EIA working natural gas. 87.61 was the survey. 78 the actual. Prior was 106. Stocks fall today following international markets lower. Tech companies and retailers are taking some of the largest losses. Investors appear rattled that the Bank of England came close to raising interest rates sooner than many had expected. Investors are still interpreting the Fed hike as well. Kit Jukes at Societe Generale tells Bloomberg he does not see the Fed move as hawkish.
I would turn it on its head. And since the financial markets were pricing in a move because of the Fed's communication strategy to effectively prepare markets so that they're not surprised, I think to have not delivered a hike that was so well priced into markets would have been exceptionally dovish, if you like, and possibly have made future communication more difficult.
We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. Right now, the S&P 500 is down 0.7%, down 17. The Dow's down 0.4%, down 95 now. NASDAQ's down 1.2%, down 75. The 10-year is down 10, 30 seconds, the yield 2.16%. West Texas Intermediate's down 0.5% at 44.51 a barrel. COMEX Gold's down 1.5% at 12.56.60 an ounce. The yen's $1.1063, the euro $1.1150, and the pound $1.2767. That's the Bloomberg Business Flash. We go back to San Diego with Lisa and Pim and Bloomberg Markets.
Thank you very much, Greg Jarrett. Yes, we are broadcasting from Pershing Insight 2017 here at the Manchester Grand Hyatt in San Diego. And I want to take San Diego geographically as perhaps a jumping off point for our next conversation with Leo Grochowski. He is the Chief Investment Officer at BNY Mellon Wealth Management. And Leo, first of all, thank you very much for being here. I know that, you know, you are like a walking target at this event because you've got over 2,000 registered investment advisors. People, broker-dealers, the people in the industry, they have clients, and you're, of course, offering your thoughts and perspective about investment strategies. And, of course, if they don't work out, they're going to buttonhole you, and if they do work out, they're certainly not going to send you a thank you letter. So, first, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm wondering if you can use the perspective of San Diego. I was looking up things like, you know, 35, more than almost 35% of the population in San Diego, Hispanic. Huge international trade, biggest border, commercial border crossing with Mexico, air travel, transport, shipping. Can you tell us not what's not working, but can you tell us what is working? Because there seems to be a lot going on.
Well, my goodness, I mean, San Diego is really a microcosm for what's been going on here in the state of California. Just 5 or 6 years ago, you know, this was a low single A credit as a state. Now a solid double A, looking at not budget deficits, but budget surplus. And so, you know, again, the San Diego economy is pretty vibrant, you know, the housing market here.
But it does show how I pick up on that theme of it, the cycle, because that also affects things like interest rates and that's reflected in what the Fed is doing.
No question. And I think the concern here in California is sort of where the market is with their concern on the Fed, where this divergence of sort of today's good economy, right? It's still in a precarious position, unable to withstand any meaningful increase in interest rates in a short period of time, right?
So do you think that the Fed would be making a policy error if they go ahead with a third rate hike this year? Because right now, that seems to be the implication with the yield curve.
This is reminiscent to me of the first move to normalize interest rates back in December of 2015, because the word transitory was used, and it came at a time of significant weakness in a lot of areas, including energy, the dollar, right?
So,
and by the end of the next month, the S&P 500 was down 8%, right, because of this sort of disconnect. I don't think the market handled things pretty well yesterday, but we do have a bit of a divergence and disconnect between, you know, the Fed. The Fed wasn't hawkish. I agree with the last comment made in their action, but the words around the hike, right, and the timing of that after three consecutive weak inflation reads is what the market is wrestling with. And the dot plot, Lisa, when you look out to the end of 19 and the Fed is saying we're going to be at over 3, the market's not even at 2. Right.
Well, I'm struck because typically in the past, the Fed has opted to raise rates to slow inflation, to slow down even excessive asset prices. Instead, since December 2015, which you've brought up, benchmark borrowing costs across the Treasury curve have declined. In other words, credit conditions have eased and markets have gained quite a bit since then, and particularly in the, quote, overvalued parts of riskier markets. So I'm wondering, what exactly is the Fed accomplishing other than maybe getting a minute amount of extra ammunition to combat the next downturn?
Yeah. So the Fed is just, I think the Fed is right in seeking to normalize, right? We're using the words, and I'm hearing and reading the words, tightening. The Fed isn't, you know, the Fed is just looking to normalize interest rates, I think, in line with an economy that has, until the last couple of months, been performing better. Now, in our view, it's only an economy growing at 2 to 2.5%, as I mentioned earlier. You know, areas like housing, you know, they really can't stand a meaningful uptick in interest rates. But I think the Fed is doing the right thing, but the market is struggling with the dot plot looking out further. We're thinking we're only going to see one more hike this year now, right? We think in the fall you're going to see the activity around the balance sheet reduction that was telegraphed yesterday. And our view is we do get another rate hike, but probably not until December. And we think that will be appropriate. Last point, borrowing costs, right? Borrowing costs off of the 10-year, right, and other interest rate parts of the curve are still low. But three-month LIBOR is over 1%, right? A year ago, we were talking about three-month LIBOR at 25, 30 basis points. So we are seeing at that short end of the curve higher borrowing costs. So folks who have adjustable rate loans, right, benched off of LIBOR, which for a long time, 25, 30 basis points, now over 1%.
Right.
So you are seeing some uptick in borrowing costs off the short end of the curve.
Although with LIBOR, there also was the change in money market rules, and it could be more that than the Fed. But unfortunately, we have to leave it there because I could speak with you all afternoon. Leo Grochowski, Chief Investment Officer at BNY Mellon Wealth Management here in San Diego with
us. He's not going anywhere. He's going to be here.
I know. So I'm going to
have
that conversation.
Yes.
We'll continue. We're also going to continue the conversation about markets with Phil Orlando, who will be coming on next, Chief Equity Strategist at Federated Investors. We'll get his take on what the path forward is for stocks that are broadly thought to be overvalued. Right now, let's get a check on world and national headlines. Nancy Lyons has that for us in the Bloomberg 99.1 newsroom in Washington, D.C. Nancy?
Thanks, Lisa. President Trump is tweeting today that reports he obstructed justice are phony and a witch hunt. The Washington Post says Special Counsel Robert Mueller is seeking interviews with three Trump administration officials who were not involved in Trump's campaign to see if the president asked them to help shut down the FBI investigation into fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. University of Michigan law professor Barbara McQuaid tells Bloomberg Mueller is being very thorough.
If you're Robert Mueller, what you want to do is to see if you can probe other evidence to see if you can either corroborate that story or find other evidence maybe to refute that story. And it sounds like these interviews of the CIA director, of the director of national intelligence, of the NSA director is an effort to try to see if that story stands up.
The president's legal team is accusing the FBI of breaking the law by disclosing that the president is now under investigation. The business of the House is resuming a day after a rifle-wielding attacker opened fire on Republican lawmakers practicing for a charity baseball game. House GOP whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana is in critical condition after being shot in the hip. The gunman was killed. Authorities are learning that James T. Hodgkinson was a home inspector from Illinois who was very anti-Trump. British Prime Minister Theresa May has visited the site of a high-rise blaze in West London, touring the devastation that killed at least 17. Global News, 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries.